أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قلنا ادخلوا هذه القرية فكلوا منها حيث شئتم رغدا وادخلوا الباب سجدا وقولوا حطة نغفر لكم خطاياكم وسنزيد المحسنين. As we read in the previous ayats, the Bani Israel, as a punishment, were captivated, were kept like in a prison in this field which was known as Maidan-e-Tih for a period of 40 years. And in that time, Allah Ta'ala had given them a wonderful cloud out of this world, a cloud for their shade. And also Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gave them manna and salwa there. However, after this 40-year period, then in the company of Yusha bin Nun, who was one of the companions of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they were now told to go and enter and conquer, and they will be victorious entering Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis, that is Jerusalem. And this was that whole Damascus, this whole area, which is known today as Palestine, Syria, Jordan. This is Ardi Mubarak, the very, very blessed land in which Allah has given great, great barakat. In every form, a great barakat is given in this land. And now Allah explains His other favor, that they were now allowed to go there and enjoy all these great benefits and this great barakat which are there. For example, the olives of these places are still known till today. All the fruit, etc. of this place is known till today, what great barakat Allah has given there. So Allah and this was just the commands which Allah had given here, as will be explained in the ayah, that they should enter this place making sajda of shukr to Allah Ta'ala, asking for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, and having sorrow and nadamat for the wrong what they had done, and for what they were put in this prison for 40 years. And in this way Allah Ta'ala says, وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, we will increase for those people who will do all the actions with sincerity, and the more sincerity, the more Allah will give in return. This was similar to the time when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi, writes, when he entered Makkah Mukarramah as a conqueror. At that time, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam entered, and with complete humility and humbleness, he was on his camel, he lowered his head and declared to Allah that you alone have done all this. And Makkah Sharif was conquered without any bloodshed whatsoever. And this was also a great favor, and with this humility and humbleness. And that is what Allah Ta'ala wants. And we see the man of Allah Ta'ala always, wherever they conquered any place, it was with this total humbleness. Not like the people of the world, when they conquer a place, then they cause great havoc and destruction there. There is plundering, looting, raping, all the evils take place. But this is completely different, which Allah Ta'ala depicts in the surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Then Allah says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also entered with great humility and great humbleness, and turned to Allah and performed 8 rakats of namaz, which the ulama say they were either the 8 rakats of salatul duha, chash namaz, or salatul fath, that Allah had given him Makkah Sharif. He conquered Makkah Sharif, and in shukr he performed namaz. So we see that in our deen, to make shukr, that we should turn to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, keeping roza, making namaz, etc. Similarly, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he entered the forts of Kisra, that is the Persian forts, then there also when he entered he performed namaz. So always this humility and humbleness and turning towards Allah ta'ala. Muhammad ibn Fatih, when he conquered Istanbul, what is known as Istanbul today, Constantinople, then also there was fierce fighting, and by Zohar time, then Hagia Sophia, they had conquered it, and they had given their adhan, and they performed their namaz, of Zohar. So in this way we find that this was what Allah Ta'ala wants. And the same thing, Allah had given the command to the Bani Israel when they also, Allah let them enter as conquerors in Baytul Muqaddas in Jerusalem. But unfortunately, as we will read, the Bani Israel were always a nation who mocked at and who poked fun at deen and disobeyed Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. The details will come in the explanation of this ayat, inshallah. Subhanallah.